The CIA launched a new Digital Innovation Directorate on October 1st as part of a major agency-wide reorganization. The goal of the DDI is to accelerate the use of digital and innovative technologies in everything the agency does. Sean Roach is the DDI's deputy director. He tells executive editor Jason Miller the immediate and long-term impact the new directorate will have on the organization.
DDI will enhance our ability to defend agency networks while increasing our agility to conduct the widest range of cyber operations. We will aggressively retire IT infrastructure that's dated and legacy and reallocate those resources into the development of advanced analytical tools for our data science cadre. We'll also expand the intelligence community's use of open source intelligence while enabling it to keep pace with the tremendous growth of social media as one of those sources. We're also responsible for developing the digital acumen of our workforce, helping them build and retain the skills that will increase their value to the agency mission. This skill set must include the ability to understand CIA's unique requirements for security and the technical tradecraft to integrate these technologies into our workflow.
All right, so pretty broad set of goals here. A lot of it, though, seems to be really focused on what a typical chief information officer does. How are you guys different from a typical CIO? I know Doug Wolf, the CIA CIO, has gotten a lot of good feelings about the move to the cloud, for instance, and I know the CIO is a big part of the iSight program. How is the digital directorate going to work with the CIO's office?
The CIO's office, now known as the Information Technology Enterprise, is integrated into the digital directorate. So Doug's organization is part of this new directorate and a key part because it provides the information services across the platforms for the entire agency population. It will be part of that bigger enterprise. The networks that Doug supplies will now be better informed in defense by our teams that conduct cyber operations.
The idea of the integration of the CIO's office into this broader, it was just a sign of the times, meaning, yeah, the CIO was successful, but there's more to it than just what the CIO does day in, day out.
One of the key aspects of this new directorate is that information technology systems, instead of considering them separately as those enterprise systems that a CIO typically delivers and those specialty mission systems that we use to accomplish our clandestine mission, we now consider those all to be in a single organization, benefiting from each other and integrating faster with most advanced digital capabilities.
And I think that's key. It's the idea of bringing mission and enterprise or operations together. Give me a sense, I mean, how are you guys going to measure the success of this new directorate?
One of the biggest things that's going to happen is, as the digital acumen grows across these different cultures and innovative solutions are introduced, there'll be a corresponding growth in demand for new mechanisms to test and validate the digital signatures and security features of these technologies. Additionally, there will be more officers from this directorate deployed in our locations overseas and in our newly formed 10 mission centers. Finally, there'll be a significant decrease in the number of in-house contractor workforce devoted to developing and maintaining the legacy systems and legacy processes that we must move off of.
And I think that's key. When you talk to other CIOs or other people in the IT world, that lowering the cost of the legacy IT systems is huge. Is that part of the impetus for this new digital directorate? Is you looked across what you have and said, we just can't afford to continue down this path?
To be honest with you, an efficiency was never a driving factor in the modernization. The driving factor was always mission. However, when you look at how fast digital is moving and how quickly industry moves off support for these legacy systems and what it takes to maintain that support and maintain a skill set that increasingly does not take you to the future, then you realize the overall operational inefficiency and you realize the need to get off those legacy systems. And like most things, it's not going to happen without a very, very active and concerted effort.
One of the other things about the directorate, I think, is and it's key here, is the workforce piece. You said improve the digital acumen of the workforce, increase skills, understand the requirements around security and tradecraft. Can you talk a little bit about that workforce? I know you can't talk numbers, but can you talk about the types of skills from a digital perspective that you're most interested in?
Well, the organizations that form DDI are loaded with amazing talent. and there's no shortage of innovation. These officers have the ideas that will carry the mission forward. We've always, in fact, recently I was quoted as calling our CIO, Doug Wolf, the Elon Musk of the CIA. These are incredible people. We view our responsibility here as to give them the tools that unleashes that innovation and creativity. We have officers that can sit down and code in Python and create capabilities that we owe them and have the obligation to ensure that that creativity is translated into operations and missions as soon as possible and not waiting for a legacy system to catch up. DDI will focus the attention of our leadership team on removing the impediments that prevent the rapid integration of digital solutions while developing these fantastic officers into the leaders the agency needs for the next generation, so that senior people like myself will step aside and create a path for this next generation to take the agency far beyond wherever we could.
Part of the reason for the move to DDI was, at least from my understanding from Director Brennan and some of the comments he's made publicly over the last 6 or so months, is part of it was time, part of it was how fast things are moving. I think you addressed that earlier. Did you see something in the workforce that kind of pushed the CIA in this direction of saying, we need to change, we need to evolve, because not only is the threats evolving, but also the society, if you will, the digital society is evolving. Was that part of that impetus to kind of change and kind of reorganize?
Well, it was really a combination of factors. Shortly after Director Brennan arrived at CIA in March of 2013, he recognized that the rapidly changing digital domain stood out as an area that needed special attention across many aspects of our roles in CIA, both in what we do in our business process and what we do throughout our mission. And increasingly, as technology, digital technology becomes ubiquitous, more and more aspects of our operational missions are affected by what is happening in the digital domain. So he asked a group of our senior officers to offer suggestions on the future of the agency. They came back with the very same conclusion. As an agency, we were not well prepared to leverage the opportunities of the emerging digital technology, and the consensus was clear. We, as an agency, we needed to adapt the digital domain. The workforce that's been hired into this agency since 9/11 is the finest workforce we've ever had. The talent that is attracted to this agency is capable of solving any challenge. And so we saw more and more, as we brought in even more talented young Americans to work at this agency, the need to clear a path that gave them the widest berth of creativity. And that path was enabled by digital technology.
Now, this is one of several changes that's happening within the CIA from a reorganization. Talk about where this directorate fits within that broader reorganization and how it's going to work. You mentioned it's going to be working closely with the mission side. How do you plan to make those all these new directorates kind of come together? Is there a governance process you can talk to?
There are 10 mission centers as part of the CIA modernization and one new directorate, this digital directorate. The digital directorate seeks to provide digital solutions earlier in the trade space for those mission centers as they take on an increasingly complex and increasingly diverse set of mission challenges. So we look to put one more arrow in the quiver for those mission center directors who every day are looking to apply solutions across an ever-changing field at a faster pace. We will have people that are embedded in the mission centers. We'll have mission center officers that rotate through the DDI.
And I think that's key because a lot of what I'm seeing within the civilian world, even DOD, is that cross-pollination between mission and IT or mission and operations. Is this something that has been done before but maybe on a smaller scale and you're just expanding it based on some of the trends you're seeing?
The agency had for many years some mission centers that operated over time and taught us what worked in a center and the values of having a center model. This modernization took the best lessons from those centers and applied them at an agency level. So that matrix approach and that way of working has been one of the avenues to keep pace with the speed of mission.
Looking forward now, this is just getting off the ground, just launched October 1st. Where do you see this going 6 months from now, 9 months from now? If we would talk again a year from now, how much different will this directorate be then than it is now?
Well, first, we're standing up a digital career service. And I think one of the biggest things we'll find is that not only does this directorate have an immediate impact for digital solutions and missions, but we'll have a growing demand for more innovation in the digital trade space earlier on in the solution path. I think it will be something that we go to as a first resort and fastest resort in terms of solving the kinds of problems that we're facing across the agency on a daily basis. Giving our officers, when they come into this agency with a digital acumen that's already high, the ability to keep it relevant and keep it relevant in the mission trade space so we get the maximum value out of each officer and they're getting the maximum experience of why they work here at CIA.